Good morning, dear Aurovilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 4th of September, and this morning is rainy here in Auroville, and the weather forecast for today says times of clouds and sun throughout the day and cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 25 to high of 31 degrees Celsius with heat index of 37. Southerly winds at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts on 13 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 73%. And let us just remind you that this is the month for raising funds, and on our webpage you can see and find all the details you need. In today's news we are featuring two interviews with Invitation to Art Break Day by Krupa and to a second interactive workshop on research on medicinal plants and consciousness by Constanza Giunti and Mariuccia Cossofia. But let us first review the schedule for cultural events for this weekend. Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone is still in mood of Kerala Fest, where we can hear tonight at 7 p.m. at India Space presentation A Cultural Journey Through Tradition and Inquiry by Manoj Pavitran. Later at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, we can see and hear Otan Tulai by Suresh Kaliat. Tomorrow we are all invited at 12 to 1:30 p.m. at Bharat Nivas to Onam Lunch to celebrate Kerala's New Year. For this lunch, we are advised to call Riju on 9159816807 to book your meal with 80 rupees per head. On the occasion of Onam, they will be serving Kerala meals traditional Kale Satya. And from 3 p.m. onwards, through the window auditorium, there would be a Malayalam Film Festival. Kerala Fest will conclude on Saturday at 8 p.m. at through the window auditorium with Kathakali dance by Prabal Gupta. And following is a short interview with Krupa, who invites us to a second art break tomorrow between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Dreamers Cafe at Visitor Center in International Zone. Krupa, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam. It's nice to be here again.
Yeah, year is around.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
And the second round of Artbreak Day, correct?
Yes, it's just around the corner tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. We'll start with Artbreak Day again. It's the second annual event in Auroville.
Mm-hmm. And that one goes, it's actually within international Artbreak Days, yeah? Over the planet.
That's right. Last year they had about 20 sites, and this year they have almost 30 that are around the world, and everyone is taking part in the same activity on that day.
What is the main goal of that event?
The idea is just that everyone sits down, they take a break, and they make art for free.
They are supported with good supplies, yeah? Good art material to work with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So even this year, we have a really nice team of volunteers, so we can make sure that everyone feels safe and comfortable. They have what they need. It's all provided. And they're beautiful art supplies. It's almost $500 worth of art supplies from the U.S. that they're sending. So
what are we going to use?
So we have tempera paints, oil pastels, some beautiful permanent markers, Bic markers, and pencils, erasers, the usual, and also recycled paper. But we found some ways to be a little bit more eco-friendly this year. Mm-hmm. We thought, you know, they sent us rags last year in a bag, and we thought, no, we don't need that. So we're cutting up cloth and finding ways.
But basically, the participants would be painting on that paper, not on glass or maybe some other medium.
No, so everyone gets, you know, as many sheets as they want of this recycled paper, and they're free to express themselves.
Mm. So the art break, there's an initiative coming from the States.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was, how did everything started?
So it started by two women. Their names are Lauren and Lisa. They have a nonprofit. It's called Art is Moving. And basically their mission is just to provide art supplies this way and to have access to material so people can express themselves openly.
Mm-hmm. How long they are doing that already?
I think it's been already 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's our second one here. And actually, it's just been announced that Auroville will be a hub site from now on. They have 6 main sites going forward. So this will be an annual event for sure.
So which are the others?
I don't know all of them. There's definitely a couple in California. And there are other sites. I don't know the hub ones, but they're in Mexico, in the Netherlands, and the rest are mainly in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many people will, how many participants you can expect tomorrow?
We tried to keep count last year and it was at least 200 people. This year we'll try to count a little bit more closely. I guess it all depends on the rain too. So in case it rains, we'll probably move upstairs in the visitor center.
To Laissez-Faire.
So
good to know. Yeah. In case of rain, you should come to Laissez-Faire.
Yes. And also one more thing is that this year there's a special aspect to the event. It has a theme, which is wish or I wish. So that's the theme around the paintings and drawings that people can make.
So I wish. Let us repeat when.
So tomorrow, Friday, September 5th, full day, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Visitor Center, either next to the Dreamers Cafe or in case it rains, upstairs at Laissez-Faire.
Yesterday, you also organized exhibition out of the works that were done.
Oh, you mean last year?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay. Yes. Basically, we had a space where people could hang up their paintings and drawings. So, especially the paintings, they take a little time to dry in our humid heat. So, so it was left like that. And some people left their pieces behind, but everyone is encouraged to take their artwork when they go.
And if you think about last year, the ratio between children and grown-ups?
We didn't get a chance to really count so much, but I would say half and half, because we had some big school groups that came last year. So that's one thing also, if there are any big school groups that are planning to come, to please email me at krupa, K-R-U-P-A, at oroville.org.in, just so that I can book a slot and make sure that there's enough space for everyone. Yeah, we have a few slots throughout the day, but we can adjust them, you know, to make sure that everyone has time.
But tell me, because you know, in general, you know who are Aurovillians or maybe volunteers, at least the people who are hanging around for longer time or who are guests. Did we participate or we didn't?
Did you come, Miriam?
No, I was too busy. Sorry.
Okay, so I hope you can come tomorrow.
I'll try.
I know one of the difficulties in Oroville is that it falls on a Friday, and so a lot of people can't come, but they really hope to. Some people stop by during their lunch hour, at least. So there were a lot of visitors that were just one-day visitors, and you know they had a chance to take part, too. So I think it was a really nice mix in that way.
So it was a mixture.
Yeah.
Between here and there.
Yeah, and I think that's the most beautiful part of this event, that it's really bringing everyone together from all walks of life, not just Aurovillians, not just newcomers, not just guests or visitors, so everyone.
And since last year there was no team, was there any red thread that was jumping out of the works when you look at it, you know?
There were actually a lot of images of Oroville, of the experience of Oroville, like the Mathur Mandir or kind of a forest path, walking through the forest, things like that. So I think naturally it became, you know, an inspiration of just the setting around us. So that was kind of nice.
So this year we're gonna wish, yeah?
Yes.
Krupa, thank you.
Thank
See you tomorrow, hopefully.
Yes, be there.
Here, Constanza Giunti and Marucia Sofia in interview by Andrea talking about interactive workshop on medicinal plants and consciousness, which will be going on today from 3 to 6 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here at the Oroville Radio speaking about the event that is going to happen at the Cinema Paradiso from 3 to 6 p.m. It's what, this event?
Yes, it's a workshop about the plants allied health. We are herbal doctor and a medical doctor. I'm Mariusza Sofia, and medical doctor, and we will talk about the potentiality of a project that we hope will born here in Oroville, about a laboratory for the preparations of phytotherapeutic remedies. And we will talk about primary prevention, about nutrition, about the big help that all the plants give us to stay well, in health, in order to serve the humanity.
So there will be this workshop. This is open for all the
for
kind
all
of people.
Kind of people who loves nutrition, loves to know something about health, about who hope to participate to this project in the future. Who knows?
Okay, so there will be two sides. One is for find, to find some sort of collaboration with people in Auroville that you have already founded, and you spoke with me before, you say that you had someone that is interested to follow this process, that you put it on place.
Yes, we started last April with a one workshop conference, and now we were invited to create another moment together in order to go deeply inside this theme. But we will offer the opportunity to understand something about the daily life behavior. In order to stay well in every daily life. So you know where you have good nutrition, good behavior about your body, you can stay better and you can serve better.
Okay, tomorrow you will be there and someone else will be with you.
Yes, Dr. Costanza Giunti, she is the herbal doctor, and she is an authority in our country, in Italy, about phytotherapy. So she teaches us a lot about the preparations, about the distillations, but about the properties of plants. And we talk about some specific plants. We call it adaptogen plants because they develop our power of our ability, capability, to adapt our body and our mind too in our life. So we can stay better if we use it and know it and create the right relationship with the vegetable kingdom.
Perfect, at 3 p.m. at the Cinema
yes.
Paradiso.
Okay,
thank
you
very much.
Thank you.
Auroville Foundation reminds us again on the last round of ID cards for Aurovillians, saying that ID card registration has started again and it will end on 30th of September. You are requested to bring along a proof of identity. And for those who have not picked up their ID cards from the previous two phases are requested to pick them up. Timings are from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 Monday through Friday, and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday to Wednesday, and you can also call them on 262-2222. On September 13, between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Sacred Groove, Everyone Can Build, where Asha invites us by saying, "If it wouldn't be great if we could experience the greatest freedom of all, satisfying our nesting instinct to build a home from scratch with very little money and expertise." And she's inviting all makers and building enthusiasts for a play date at Sacred Groves. And what we can expect? Cobwork / earthwork, fun activities, murals and paintings for children, recycled Tetra Pak furniture making and more. For more information, you can contact Asha on 944-306-9335. On Saturday 13 at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, troubadours will meet as every month for a read of poems and sing songs of our own, of the ones we like, and different languages. This month they are going to get in a lot of languages. A German painter and a Judy poet, audiovisual and presentation and music, an Argentine poet in his voice and English version, Tamil poetry, poetry image and music, and more. Community Culture Colors CCC is encouraging us to Let's Sing for the Climate, Do It Now, on Saturday 20th of September at 1:30 p.m. at Farmers Market in Youth Center. This is to sing for the climate song, Do It Now, since it took place in Belgium on the 22nd and 23rd of September 2012. 80,000 Belgians sang from 180 town squares for the climate. A month later, 725 schools organized a single school and 300,000 school kids sang Do It Now at the playground. Auroville first opened to participate this campaign Sing for the Climate in India. The first event will take place on Saturday 20th at 1:30 p.m. as we said at Farmers Market in Youth Center. And they are asking us to come and sing together, and they welcome everybody, families, friends, schools, units. Auroville Telephone Service informs us that they has provided junction boxes and splitters to BSNL in case they need to repair your phone, but do not pay them for it. Telephone Service will take it from your financial service account, and Auroville Telephone Service and BSNL do not accept cash payments through its field representatives. All payments of any kind should be made through Power Tools account or at the BSNL Bondi office only. Telephone Service does not sell modems or underground cables. any solicitation might please be reported. Jill, the director of the Auroville Theatre Group, is looking for actors for Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare to play several principal roles as well as secondary roles. Age range is from 16 to 30 and two characters over 50. If you have a love of poetic language and enjoy physical theatre, come and join them in one of Shakespeare's great comedies. You should call Jill on 94-8641-613 or see her at Sola Kitchen. Performance will be taking place in January. At Cinema Bharat News Auditorium tomorrow are following Kerala Festival, and as we said, there would be a Malayalam Film Festival from 3 p.m. onward. At Eco Film Club Sadhana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. there will screen documentary Secret Life of Predators, made in 2013 by National Geographic. At Visitor Center Movie Show we can see tonight at 8 p.m. Adventure Fantasy Maleficent, made in 2014 by director Robert Stromberg. Tomorrow there will screen drama romance Highway Hindi, made in 2013 by director Imtiaz Ali. At the Zephyr Visitor Center upstairs tonight at 8 p.m. we can see This Youth is Crazy, which is a Hindi movie. On Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Le Sable and Corsura en Disparition, a documentary in French for all audience, directed by Denis Delastrac. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see documentary on Education Auroville, made in France in 2013 by director Yona van Ginneken, and followed by documentary Auroville, the City the Earth Needs, made in India in 2014 by director Olivier Barot and Christine Devine. On Saturday there will screen an international drama Beautiful, made in Mexico in 2010 by director Alejandro Gonza. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see comedy Family, Pippi Goes on Board, made in Sweden in 1969 by director Ola Hellborn. At Cine Club later on at 8 p.m. we can see The Killing of Chinese Bookie, made in USA in 1967 and directed by John Cassavetes. And from The Words of the Mother, volume 14, we read: In the perfect silence of contemplation all widens to infinity, and in the perfect peace of that silence the divine appears in the splendid glory of his light. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.